Please come a while. Remain and play. The unicorns won't come today. The fairies and their virtued kin shall stay away to paint my sin with ancient red and angry fire. Please come to me and linger. Please. I do not mock, I dare not tease. Just bring with you an honest smile and share with me, for all the while, a love of life and true desire. The unicorns no longer guard the meadow just beyond my yard. They snort with shame and true disdain upon a hope of age's pain, and brand me by their pride a liar.
Good evening. This is William F. DeVault, sometimes referred to as the romantic poet of the internet. And what you just heard was a track from my new CD, The Naked Reeds. I realize that normally on this show, you listen to me talk, and then you either listen to my guest or get a musical interlude, including lyrics from some of my works. Tonight I decided I'd do things a little differently. Yes, these are my works, and yes, this is my CD. But I wanted you to hear these works, these unadorned readings of my works, to appreciate perhaps more just the raw material that we're working from, the original writing. That piece, The Unicorns, is a poem that I wrote when I was just 18 years old. That's been a few weeks, and then some. It's probably the best-known work I've written so far, and I value it not just for the quality of the piece, but for the frozen moment in my life that it captures. Next up, we have a piece called A Summoned Fire. It's a much newer piece, but very much along the same themes. And it comes from the collection of my work, the selections of my work, known as the Pink Jade Works, which were written over about a 2-year period, just 3 or 4 years ago. So again, here is A Summoned Fire.
Claim for me your tattered soul that leads your form to wander soft on bare feet to the window's light, to shroud your curves in barest light, that I should send dark prayers aloft to be with you and play a role of conquered and the conqueror. The paramour you can't forget, who brought his heart without remorse to walk your life like challenged course and share with you without regret a passion damned forevermore. Allow me all that I desire, and I will share a summoned fire.
Let's take a moment and discuss this CD, The Naked Reeds, which is available through the City Store at cityoflegends.com, my website. The concept behind the CD came from my friend Pam, who I've known since before I wrote the poem The Unicorns. And she suggested that we do a CD, not with myself and the band, The Gods of Love, but just straight up my reading some of my works. And so, in consultation with some friends and some peers, I chose works that are romantic and or erotic of stripe, so that there would at least be a unifying theme consistent with the naked concept in the CD title. And over the last few weeks, we've done multiple recording sessions, picking the pieces and reading them, and then bringing them together into this CD. I hope you enjoy it. It was certainly an interesting trip working on it. The next piece we have is one that is fairly well known due to the musical version of it that's available at the MySpace site for William F. DeVault and the Gods of Love, as well as available on my CD, Nemacorn, and that is Strange But Beautiful. It was written to a lovely young lady that I know who's rather eccentric in her own right. And it was also inspired by a statue that had been created by the Swiss surrealist artist H.R. Giger as tribute to his late wife. And I just found the story of their courtship and their relationship so moving. And then this young woman just very much triggered in me that sense of curiosity and wonder that I feel when I encounter an interesting person. So here we have Strange But Beautiful, dedicated to the young woman I call the fairy.
Strange but beautiful. The arc of the lark, a curve of unswerving passion, fashioned in jasmine and honeysuckle wreaths to stop the Nosferatu's teeth from more than a taste, from laying waste to what, in haste, was imagined love, and some immortal dream of joy that mirrored what I'd seen in the sun's cleft. Or, so I imagined, in hope God had left. But it came from blood, not the ether that folds cold memory into the shrouds of distant stars, the better to bind noble scars. Strange, but beautiful. Strange, but beautiful. I can sense your presence, but I cannot ken the vector of your approach, and like Hector, I cannot fight what I cannot touch in the light, swinging blind against the walls as I kick against the pricks. I would place palms to cool stone walls and wait your arrival. Eyes shut to silence. The shadows of the fires, the shadows of desires that would blacken flesh and bone and drag me to the precipice to dance for the fates, my amomancies. Strange, but beautiful.
I love that work in and of itself. I must admit a certain fondness also for the musical rendition of it, because I think the piano that we placed behind it just brings it out so wonderfully. I leave it to my listeners and my readers to determine which version they prefer better. Finally, this is the fourth selection I'll be doing and the last selection from the CD The Naked Reeds. And this piece is entitled Behind the Facade. And it's a work very resonant to my style and my worldview, because it addresses the notion that what happens in secret, whether physically in secret or emotionally, spiritually in secret, is just as real as that which occurs in public and outwardly. You may not have people observing it and reporting on it and understanding it, but nonetheless it is real. The human heart is a very, very real place. So, here we have Behind the Facade.
Behind the facade, where you kissed me once, violating promises you and I had made to ourselves and each other, not to mention other people who seemed suddenly irrelevant, at least for the moment, when lips touched and something, arced like lightning, but much, much more pleasant, which suddenly seemed a very faded word, and everyone who wasn't there, that is to say, who wasn't me or you, only saw a red glow on the horizon and weren't sure if they heard thunder. Because you kissed me behind the facade.
Well, Thank you very much for joining us this week. This is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet. The CD is called The Naked Reads. And for more information, you can come to cityoflegends.com or visit my blog at cityoflegends.blogspot.com. Have a great week. Enjoy Thanksgiving. That's coming up in just a few days. God bless. And for all you poets out there, keep writing, keep believing, and keep feeling. Have a good evening.